Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Kevin Paul is at the sports desk. Mary is keeping an eye on that storm that is certainly headed our way. Rain already in the city. And on the phone is Captain Casey A. Murray. He is the president of the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association. How are you today, Captain?
I'm doing well, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we hear about fatigue. Let's face it, a lot of people are tired these days. The last group of people we want to suffer from fatigue are airline pilots. And this is becoming an issue. So fill us in. What's happening?
Well, we are seeing an increasing trend of reports really citing fatigue in various errors that are being made. And it's concerning to us, and it's more concerning really as we and our fear is approaching this summer with increased flying and with a lot of the scheduling issues we're seeing at Southwest Airlines. We are making the news more and more often on some of our meltdowns that are occurring.
Because it seems like Southwest seems to have more scheduling problems or there's lots of flight cancellations, and it never really is articulated what that issue is. So is some of that in part to pilot fatigue?
Well, some of it is, but Southwest is a very unique network that really isn't mirrored by any of our peers. It's point to point, which is what our customers love. And we're very proud of it, but it is complex. But what we are seeing is where, weather comes through. We actually operate in a very dynamic environment, as all airlines do. But what we're seeing is when an event occurs that causes delays, it's taking us 6-7 days at times to really recover from that. So it's a much longer event at Southwest, and some of that is and this is our really sort of issue that we see driving. The fatigue issues is the reassignment and the chaos as they try to get us back on time and a lot of antiquated sort of lack of IT support as well as antiquated procedures to really recover the system in a timely manner. And that leads to delays, and that leads to then fatigue. It leads to pilots timing out, which then causes more pilots to have to help recover. And so it's really, we're going to need to see some changes before really the summer hits.
Captain Murray is the president of Southwest Airlines Pilots Association. Are you still actively flying for Southwest?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a current pilot and get out there and fly regularly.
And so somebody just sent a text and said, I thought pilots had a max amount of hours they can fly per the FAA. And that is accurate, correct?
That is very true, yes.
And how many hours can you fly before you have to take a break?
Well, it really depends. The FAA in 2014 instituted new rest requirements called FAR 117, and it really kind of tried to address some of these issues in the way that airlines were operating, and it was a good thing. But we can fly 8 hours up to nine, but we can be on duty depending on the time of day. And how many legs we're actually flying, meaning segments from city to city, up to 14 hours of not actual flying, but on duty. And so there are those two factors that kind of play into it.
Go ahead, Steve. I know you had a question
for
Captain.
We had a caller earlier today to say that some of that mess in Florida with Southwest Airlines over the weekend had to do with air traffic controllers sort of doing a sick out to make a labor statement. Is that your information as well, or is that not true?
That is not our information. There are some air traffic control delays. There are some staffing issues. It's a complex area down there with international flights coming in, with South American flights coming in, and there's weather down there on numerous occasions. 50% of our airplanes filter through Florida on any day. And what that causes is delays across our system as weather and ATC sort of play into the mix.
So this is Captain Casey A. Murray, president of Southwest Airlines Pilots Association, currently flying for Southwest. Of course, Dallas-based Southwest, the nation's fourth largest airline, which is a big jump because when you guys came under the market, I'm not sure anybody thought that you would become the fourth largest airline. So what has changed? Is it dramatically in the past 4, 5, 6 years where fatigue is now a big issue? Because let's face it, you're facing a very busy season coming up.
We are, and the pilots want to make sure that our customers get from A to B as safely and efficiently as possible, and that's why we're trying to address this now. Now, you said something that, you know, we're currently the number four, you know, airline in the U.S., which is true, and a lot of that has to do with what Southwest did over the past decade, and it's admirable to be not only the fourth largest, but also the largest domestic carrier, and Southwest network has a lot to do with that, but over the last decade, it has become a lot more complex. We started identifying issues about 4 years ago and have been trying to address some. The Southwest pilots are the most productive in the world, and by a fairly large margin. Our pilots work, they work hard, they work for Southwest. And so when we start seeing trends, and we've been raising the alarm bells for a while, but what we've seen since last summer, and I mean, last summer was really chaos. And then I don't know if y'all remember, we had a Columbus Day meltdown that again lasted a week. We're starting to see meltdowns, you know, on a monthly basis, and they last a week. And what that causes are pilots to be reassigned, which means they're not going to where they're originally scheduled. They're being extended. Our pilots lost 18,000 days off, meaning. Had to work involuntarily on off days just over the last year. And that's a staggering number.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that has to do with extensions and cancellations and then getting, you know, to the hotel late, having a short overnight. And it's cumulative. And if you add in those days that Southwest requires us to come back on an off day, it's hard to get rest. Fatigue is very cumulative. So we're starting to see, again, our letter that we tried to address with the company, you know, we're showing 350 in August and September percent increase in fatigue calls, 600% in October. And March was 330% increase in what we've seen over the same time periods, over the same number of flights. Back in 17 and 18 and 19.
So, Captain, what are the issues that arise? I mean, I can only guess what happens when pilots are fatigued, but what are you seeing that is becoming a problem?
Well, we have a very robust, what we call a fatigue risk management program. And our pilots, whenever they sense their fatigue, can call in fatigued. And those numbers I just gave you, when you start having that many pilots that are calling in fatigued, it just causes more and more pilots to be extended, and then those pilots become fatigued. What we have to do is manage, and what we're asking the airlines to do is really manage connecting pilots to airplanes. That's really what it's coming down to, is really inefficient scheduling processes as the network has become more complex. Now, it can manifest itself in slower reaction times, in cognitive ability and in cognitive reasoning. So lots of studies out there on it. It's very important to the FAA. It's very important to management as well. And we really want to see it get addressed and not to see these trends continue and start to see unforced errors.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, Captain Murray. And I've just got 10 seconds left. Is one of the solutions hiring more pilots?
Well, that is part of the solution, and they are hiring. But really, we want to see more efficient scheduling.
Thank you so much. Captain Casey Murray is the president of the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association. Coming up next, the news with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.